Hello, I'm Freya. Oh, it's so lovely to meet you, Master. Of course, I'll come on in. Should I set my shoes by the door? Certainly. I wouldn't want to mess up this... Whoa, beautiful house. Sorry, I've just never seen a home this exquisite. Do all humans live like this? Ah, I understand. Well, to me, this is the height of luxury. My previous home was a simple commune. Dragon girls are a very, collaborative species. We lived and worked together to survive. It wasn't much, but it was our home. I know there are old tales that we hoard gold and such, but after falling on hard times, it was difficult to live up to the fairy tales. Well, yes, I did enjoy living with the other girls. But they all left for the city, or found a prince or princess in a faraway land, and, well, it wasn't much fun being alone. Besides, it was so cold in the winter, and trying to gather enough firewood by myself to keep warm. Sir, I'm so sorry. Excuse my rambling, please. Thank you for your kindness. I'll learn better manners as I adjust to living here. Yes, I did dress exactly as you asked. I kept wondering the reason. It was difficult to adjust the rope to fit my wings, but I got someone's help. A kind person in the tavern. To be fair, they did seem pretty eager. Now that I think about it, they may have just wanted to see me in more revealing attire, with the maid dress off. Master, surely no one needs bondage as part of their daily wear for cleaning. I'm not quite accustomed to the standard of dress in the human world. Unless... Oh, you did intend to take me up on the sexual options. Don't worry. It comes with your maid service. And I'm very happy to provide. Let's just say I'm educated in the art of pleasing someone. I may have been a poor dragon girl, but I'm plenty rich in carnal knowledge. You're anxious for it. My, my. I'll set my bag down here, if that's all right. Oh, my own room? Really? All by myself? Well then. Wow. Master, thank you so much. I can't believe this is all for a little dragon like me. Oh no, there's no need for gold or treasures, anything like that. I'd much rather have the treasure of your heart, kind master. I mean it. You seem lovely, and you're quite attractive as well. Not to seem too eager, but since I did dress up for you, would you like to see what's under this outfit? I'll just pull the top down, and then you can lift up my skirt. Just for you, Master. You can touch if you want. I figured a bra wasn't necessary. Besides, I didn't usually wear them when I lived with the other girls. And I think you might like the distraction of seeing them bounce a little as I walk. Like I said, this was tough. I had to get someone to assist me. Maybe the next time I get all tied up, you'll be the one doing it. At least, I hope so. This rope separates my tits nicely. Makes them look so perky and round. I have to admit, I really did enjoy going through the town wearing this. I liked knowing that I had it on under my clothes, and no one else knew. And a little something else. I know you didn't ask me to wear these specifically, but I thought they'd go with the outfit. They might be convenient for tonight, too. Well, I may be a dragon girl, but of course I know about crotchless panties. Well, I'm all yours, master. So of course I'll bend over for you. Yeah, you can spread my cheeks apart so you can see my pussy and ass. I just want to ask, is there anything specific you want? I know it's our first time together, and I'm sure I'll learn a lot more about what you like, but I was wondering if you had any requests. Dominant? Oh, master. I can do that. Kneel for me. I really like having this power. It's thrilling. Especially being able to tell my superior exactly what I want them to do. Lift your face up to my pussy. Do you smell my sweet scent? She's practically begging for your attention. No touching. Use your mouth. Taste my wetness. Oh, that's it. Good boy. Oh, following orders so well. Do you like it when mommy tells you what to do? Oh, you really enjoyed that, didn't you? You want to hear your cute little maid call herself Mommy? How fun. There you go. Oh, these panties give you such easy access to my pussy. You could just reach under my dress and play with me. Anytime you wanted. Oh, seems like someone's a service sub at heart. Oh, maybe you should be the maid here. Oh, I'm very pleased with the service. You're doing a wonderful job. I'd certainly never complain with such a talented tongue as this. Oh, spread my lips. Don't be shy. You can lick every part of me. Oh, flick your tongue across my entrance. Oh, goodness. You can use it to poke inside me. Just a little. Oh. Oh, it'll feel even better with your fingers. Oh, you're doing so, so well. I feel the pleasure building inside me. Oh, bury your face in my cunt. Will you do that for me, Master? Oh, oh, yes. Oh, you're so buried deep in my pussy. Oh, that's it. That's it. Please. Please. Allow me. Oh, may I come for you? You're still my master. I know I need to ask for permission, but I'm... Oh, your tongue. Oh, feels so good. Oh, I can't believe I'm getting to ride your face before I even pleasure you. Oh. 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 Thank you. Oh. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, what a kind, lovely soul you are. It seems that the first day on the job certainly has some perks with it. Oh, now, I want more from you. You'll be a good boy for me, right? Will you do that? I want you to use my body for your pleasure. I am your maid, after all. I mean, just look at the outfit. Oh, yeah. Grab onto the rope and use it to position me however you want. That's right. I want to submit to you. Please, just fuck me like the whore I am. Don't hold back. Here, I'm all yours. Leave the panties on, though. I like the way they frame my ass. Just bend me over and... Oh, thank you. You don't need to be gentle. I can take it. Slide into my wet little pussy right now. Oh, good boy. Oh, fill me all the way up to the base. Oh, it's so perfect. Oh, I feel so full with you inside me. Stroke yourself with my tight gunt like it's a toy. I'm your little fuck toy. Use me. Please use me, Master. Oh, yeah. Oh, pound me harder. Yes, just like that. Oh, I love hearing my ass clap against you as you go all the way in. I'm obsessed with having you so deep inside me. Oh, I'm your slut. I'm such a needy little maid. Oh, I want to be filled with you all the time. Every fucking day. Anytime you want, I'll be yours. Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, you can stroke my tail, but please be gentle. Oh, oh. I'll drop to my knees in front of everyone and make you come for me. Because I'm yours. Oh. Oh my god, I'm going to come again. Already, I know. Please, please let me come all over you. I need to. I'm sorry, Master. I can't hold out. I'm going to... Oh, god, it's too much. My pussy is too sensitive. Oh, pull out, please. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'll make you come with my mouth. Oh, thank you, kind master. Now, allow me to please you. So tasty. You're so wonderful to me. Let me serve you like the good girl I am. Mommy's gonna make you feel so special. Look at this gorgeous cunt. So sexy. I could just drool over it all day. Please fuck my face with it. I want to lick you. Touch you. Just taste every part of you. Please shove my face into you. Thank you, thank you. I'm such a good whore for you. Oh, let mommy take care of your every need. Yes, master. Yeah, I'm your good slut. I bet if I wrap my tail around your neck, you'll be even more needy for me. That's it. I won't squeeze too tight. I don't want to actually choke you. And if I circle your hole back here with my finger, I feel you tensing up. Relax for your sweet dragon maid. Oh, that's it. Good boy. I'll slide in ever so gently. And keep pushing those hips against me and bury my face in your cunt. Can I please make you come on my face? Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you, master. Come for me now. Be a good slut and come for your pretty little sub. Yes. Oh, goodness, that was intense. Oh, let me release your neck. Did you like the tail? Seems like you are enjoying my finger still. I love feeling your ass clench for me. Those aftershocks, when your body is still sending those pleasure signals to your brain. How fun. Well, looks like we've made a mess. And as your dutiful maid, I think it's my job to help clean up. But one question first. Do you have a fireplace? I'd really love to sit by a nice warm fire and get to know you after this. I think it's one of the few dragon traits that I've still retained. I do love a good fire. Unfortunately, I can't make my own. I'm not that kind of dragon girl. But Apparently my tail can be pretty useful. Whether battling enemies or just squeezing the neck of my lover. Now come on, let me serve you in other ways.